Umi, shouldn't I still daven?
You still have a right to daven to Hashem, no matter how bitter it is.
So Amar Rav Chonin, from Rav Chonin, learned out from this halacha, from Chizkiyahu, and said back, that afilu bala chalomis, oimele liyodem, lomacher humeis. Even a bala chalomis means a dreamer, says tomorrow he's going to be mace. Is al yim na'atzim and rachman, don't stop from davening, shenema, kibroiv hachalomis, va'avolim, b'dvorim harbe, kiasalakim, yirei. Always be yirei Hashem, habitochin Hashem. So the Gros says, bala chalomis here, when you dream, you can have two types of dream. It could be it's a ksas nevuah, and it could be it's a shade. So even the shadim, they're coming right down from Shemayim. So if a shade tells you, like tomorrow, then you say, means how does he know tomorrow? It means he just came down from Shemayim. So it's a good chance you're telling the truth. As if a shade says it's going to happen a long time from now, he doesn't know about that. But tomorrow is a very good chance to say that he really heard from Shemayim, so you would think you should listen to him. Kamashman, even that you should listen to him. There's no such thing as not davening to Hashem. His miyad right away, Chizkiyahu did was, Vayasif Chizkiyahu Ponev Alakir, he turned his face to the wall, Vayispal Al Hashem. And he davened to Hashem, was brought down, Hashem gave him another 18 years of life. And he took ahead children. For the more my kir, what does it mean he changes first to the kir? So before we dash in from this postik, that you should daven in front of a kir, which we said was the Hezbollah is having kavana. You shouldn't have things to look at in front of you when you're davening. You should have a wall in front of you. But we just spoke out though, but the chairs and tables, things that are normal to be in the shul, that's mutter, because that's not something absurd that you'll take away your kavona. Now we're asking another drosha. My kir, what does the wall mean? I'm Reb Shimon ben Lakish. Mi kiras libay. From inside his heart, he davened to Hashem. Shinema meye maya yachila kiras libi. From inside my stomach, I'm davening to Hashem. And Hashem listened to him. Reb Levi Yomar al iske hakir. He davened with a schus of the kir, of a wall. The what amul of fun rebunish lerlam. Uma shunamis. Shaloi osa so elekirachas. She made one wall for the Novi. Kitana. Hechi says, but no, that you made Chiesamesim. Elisha there made it Chiesamesim. Is Aviyabba, means Shloima HaMelech, my father, my grandfather. So Chiesiyah will say, my grandfather Shloima HaMelech. Shechifas Hechel, he built the whole base of Migdush. Kula, the cast of the Zov. Alachas Kama Vakama. Havad, I should have this chus that you should save me. No, another thing in Davin was he said, Zuchorno es asher es alachtid lefonecho b'yemes of leiv sholem. Remember me, Hashem, that I myself did a lot of good mitzvahs. V'hatoi b'yanecho asisi. I did a lot of the good things. My v'hatoi b'yanecho asisi. Once Chizkiyahu said, I did the toiv and a'in Hashem. Rav Yehudu Amarav, she'esom magulu l'tfilah. He was zeichet to be some magulu l'tfilah. Zuchor HaKash was cheat. Everybody's some magulu l'tfilah. So Terence is like Tzaisis before said. It means he did it kibbethikin. He was Zeich, he used to daven, I don't know, every day or one time, kivasikin. Now, Toys brings down the Gemara's time was very, very hard to make kivasikin. Kivasikin means you have to know exactly to finish Shema with Gaal Yisrael by sunrise, by Netzachama, and right after that, the next second, to start davening Shemon Esrei. So, Amal, they didn't have the time, they didn't have time charts. It was very hard to be Mechavan that sure. And now they say it's much easier. Now you have time charts already, they tell you exactly what minute it is, you know what it is, it's much easier. But the Gemara's times is very hard to nechavin kivasikin. So if somebody was zoichet to do it, there's a very big schus. And that was the mice before. The person davened kivasikin, he smiled the whole day. It didn't go away, his laugh the whole day. He felt so good. Tzirchus Kiyo said, the schus by davened kivasikin, I should have zoichet to chayim. Trashi av abba shechop lesechem in shloim ha-melech. Omri av yudu ramarav, shesom agul tfilo. Reb Levi Yomar, another thing he did was, shegona sefer refuas. Some old used to be, you didn't have to go to the doctors, they had a special Sefer Refuah. You got sick, you look in the Sefer Refuah, told you exactly what to do, and you got healed up. Chizkiyahu HaNavi was gone as hidden. So Drashi washed the Sefer Refuah, today she evakshu rachman. Yells, no, it's not so good anymore to have a Refuah by looking in the book. It's better to know you have to come on to Hashem. So it's a good thing what he did. Tona Rabbonon, Shisha Devorim Osa Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Six things he did. Al Gimel Hoydeloi, three things the Chum were masking was a good thing, Hashem was masking was good. The Al Gimel Hoydeloi, three things weren't good. Al Gimel Hoydeloi, three things they're masking to, Gonaz Sefer Refuas. For Hoydeloi, Hashem was masking to that. It's a good thing to hide it, that you know you have to be mispallel to Hashem to get better. Kitas Nechash HaNechoshes, he chopped up the Nechash HaNechoshes by Aaron's time. For Hoydeloi, they were masking to him. Why? Rashi doesn't say why. I said that was a good thing. Girur atzomais oviv al mite shochavolin. When it came to burying his father, he didn't give his father covet. He took him out on a mite shochavolin, a poshkada of strings, and no, not a covetic kvura. For hoydaloi, they were masking, was a good thing that he did. So Rashi, girur atzomais oviv, lefi shoye rosha. His Yo's father was a rosha. His mele bizehu, he made bizoyim to him. Loi noye boy covet bukpurosai. And this is the shita that your father is a rosha, you have no mitzvahs kibbut avim, you're not mechuyev to mekabit him. And Rashi says here chiddush kriven b'mevazeh him. I think other places Rashi says the biza was that he should have, you did it l'shem shemayim, he should have you yisurim here on this world, so he should have a kapara for next world. He shouldn't have to go to Gehenim. That's why Badavki made this type of a bizoyim to bury him, not so the covetic. But the bizoyim was done l'shem shemayim. A co-partner, his father was a Rosh, he had no chi of kibbut avim. The Al-Gimul Le-Hoydle. Now, three things he did, Chom Wanam asked him. Sosa Megichon. He closed up the water of Megichon. For Le-Hoydle, it wasn't a good thing. Rashi says, Sosa Megichon Mei Shiluah. That was a spring that came out near the Beis HaMikdash, for Divri HaYomim. For Loma, why did he do it? Kadei Shlo Yevoyo Malchi Asher V'Yimso Mayim Lishtois. When Melech Asher comes, like to make the Churban Abayev, he shouldn't find to drink water. This Megichon was a small river near Yerushalayim. The third thing it did was this. What? Yeah, I'm not sure. For the Hedloi, Kotzas Dalsas Hechel, he cut down the walls of the Hechel, the Shogrim the Melech Asher, and he sent it to Melech Asher. This also wasn't a good thing. For the Hedloi, Ovar Nisan Benisan. Another thing was, Amol, you make an Ibiyor, so he made the extra month in Nisan. For the Hedloi, we always know what the extra month is, Adar, not Nisan. For the Gemara, when we left the Lechizke, how could Chizke make such a mistake? Is there nothing to Posik? We dashin ze nisin v'yein acha nisin. Hachodesh hazeh means there's only one chodesh of nisin. That means you can never have 2 months of nisin. So how can you make a mistake to make ibur yo? He made the extra month of nisin. Elo the pshat like this. Toy b'dishmul. Avada rosh chodesh nisin he didn't make. Now he made a mistake in Shmuel's halacha of Yom HaShmuel. Ein mavrin es hashona v'yoyim shloishim shlader. Let's say the whole month passed by and you forgot to make the ibur yo. So on the 30th day of Adar, you can't make it now, be Kaveya, to make another Adar. Why? Hoyu v'royu l'Kaveya Nisan. Since this day, Amol Adar is only Choftes, and the 30th is Roy to be Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so even though this year, the 30th day, is still an Adar, it's not Roy, you're not supposed to make that an Ibiyor. So Sova Chizkiyah himself, are not like Shmuel Yeld, Hoyu v'royu l'Yamrinu. How we don't say? Mitzias, this year Adar has 30 days, it's not Rosh Chodesh Nisan yet, so on the 30th day you will allow to make an Ibiyom to make another, next month will still be Adar. So that was the Machlokes. If it comes out on the 30th day, could you make an Ibiyom or not? Shashi Ova Nisan Benisan, Kesal Kadaizach Mishinis Kadesh HaChodesh L'Shem Nisan Nimlech Larvos Hashona. After him a Kadesh Nisan, he wanted to make an Ibiyom. V'yos Adar K'moshinemu Divrei Yomim V'yos HaMelech Latzah Zepesach HaShoni. And that, for tomorrow, that you can't do. So, b'yom shloishim shalado, b'yafal pishlo niskadei shachodish shadayin lebo edim, still, Shmuel holds you're not allowed to do it, and Chizkiyah held you're allowed to, and he was wrong, Chizkiyah, v'loi hoidelo, it was wrong. Omer Rabbi Yechne Mishum Rabbi Yosi ben Zimro, kol ha-toyle b'schus atzmoi, toylen loi b'schus acherim. As when you daven to Hashem for chesed, it's not nice, even if you're a tzaddik, to say, Hashem, listen to me because of my own maisim. And if you say, listen, because of me, Hashem won't listen, but for listening, be b'schus acherim. The chol ha-toyle, somebody daven to us on Ibis, b'schus acherim, he uses like the obvious schus, or Moshe v'yarin, then toyle le b'schus atzmai. What's the raya? Moshe toyle b'schus acherim. Moshe daven to Hashem, he uses chus obvious. Shenemaz, chol avrom, yitzok li yisrael avadecha. Melo toyle le b'schus atzmai, when Hashem answered, he said, I'm answering because of you, Moshe. If not for Moshe Bechira, I would have wiped out Klal Yisrael. So Hashem answered, I'm listening because of Moshe. Omad Bateret, Yilafonov, Lohoshiv Chamosloi Mehashchis. If not for Moshe Bechira, Hashem would have wiped out Klal Yisrael. Vashenken Chizkiyo Tolo Vizchusay Atzmoy. Like we just had before the pasuk, it says Chonor Es Asher Esalasti Lefanecha. Remember the way me myself, the Tzadik Chizkiyo, went in front of Hashem. Is when Hashem answered him, Tolo Le Vizchus Acherim. Hashem answered him Vizchus Acherim. Shenemer Viganoisi Elir Hazois Leishia Lemani or Leman David Avdi. That's all. I'll answer you now. I'll protect you now. You know why? Vizchus me and Vizchus David, but not Vizchus you Chizkiyo. So it's not a nice meter to daven to Hashem in your own schusim, it's also daven b'schus ovis. Mer v'hainu de b'shu ben Levi. Tem me b'shu ben Levi. May d'chtiv, hine l'sholem marli, that Chizkiyo said, it's mar, even Hashem gave me sholem. What does that mean? Mar...
Again, may d'chtiv was supposed to mean to say, hine l'sholem marli, means mar, means that people be sure to shigel loy akorish brok so him akorish brok gave him peace. Mar loy was bit of him, since it wasn't from his own chusim, it was bit of him. Then the pasuk says, "Nasu no aliyas tir katana." So let us make on top of some more room. So it's a machlokes. Rav Shmuel, Chadam one says aliyah peru yehoisa. It was like an open upper chamber, the kiru, and they put a roof on top of it. The Chadam one says no achsad rugadir lehoisa. It was like a large porch. The chokul ishtayim divided into two.
Porch into two rooms. But this name leman the yomach sadre was an open porch. Hainu dichtiv kir. That's why it says make me a wall. El leman the yomali was an attic on top. My kir. What does it mean to make me a wall? It's not a wall. Teresis shekiru. It means put a roof on top of it. This name leman the yomali or hainu dichtiv aliyah. That's what says aliyah means an upstairs, an attic. El leman diyamach sadro my aliyah. What does it mean upstairs? Meula shivabatim. It means Shunamis gave the navi the best place in the house. Meula shivabatim, the best part of the house. V'noshim lo yishon mita. So what did Shunamis put there for the navi? She put there mita, bed, v'shulchan, v'kisei menorah. Omer Abaye v'itaymi Rabbi Yitzchok. Haroitzel lehenes yena kalisha. You know, as far as mitas goes, when you go to somebody's house, you go to different towns, you have a hefty, you're allowed to eat by people. You're allowed to have a north of people. Like you see Elisha. Elisha went to the town, he stopped over by Shunamis, and he went there, took a bed there, and ate there. Smutter. There's another meter though if you want to be knowing. Vishayna writes to Lehenes, Al Yahana. If you don't want to have a north from anybody else, only take from yourself, you should know you're allowed to do this also. You're not called the Bagaivanik. It's also a meter. Kishmu Haramasi, like Shmu Hanavi. Shenamu Shavasai Haramasa Kisham Besai. His Shmuel returned to Ramasa, that was his house. What does it mean there was his house? Wherever Shmuel went, he always took his house with him. That means the Moshe never took from any place else, from anybody else. He went to some place and always was self-sufficient. So Drashi, Haroitza lehenes mishel acherim yehena. V'yein nisa b'dovish. No, it's a midah, you're allowed to, there's no issa. Ke'alisha, k'moshe m'sinah v'alisha shenena. Haroitza shleh lehenes, Drashi mishel acherim, al yehena. V'yein b'dovah loy mishum gathas ruach loy mishum sinah. Hey, some more you think it's a bad midah. It's a midah, you're a bagaivinik and you'll make sinah. People come to hate you. Shno, if you do it l'shem shemayim, you have before God on nenim yigiyah kapoy, you do l'shem shemayim, you only want to have anor from yom yigiyah kapoy, it's also midi you're allowed to. Ki shmur ha-mosi, k'may shemitzinu b'shmur ha-mosi, shleirot lehenes, ki sham beisei, liyel mune k'sir v'ho yamidei shona v'shona, v'sovev bayis el v'hamitzvah v'shavot etzio. It's every year he used to take a journey around Klai Yisot to be mishpat. V'somach leit shuvos r'mosi ki sham beisei. What's the first thing? He came back to Ramosra, and that was his house. Peter, that was his house. It means to say, wherever he went, all the places he stopped off, took his tent with him, and all his kelim with him. So he didn't want to have any anor from anybody else. So there's such a midah like that. Vatoimer el ishi hinen lo yadati ki isha lakim kodeshu. Hey, Shunamis, the lady said, go tell this person, tell my husband that this the navi is a kodesh lakim. Omri Rabbi Yosef Chanina mikan sheisha makeres biorchim yosem anish. A lady, the wife, understands orchim to see how chashuv the orchim is more than the husband. That the isha, she, Shunamis, she told the husband, he's elisha, is a navi, anish kodesh. Minish Kodishu, with that he's a Kodish. But the more Mino Yoda, how did Shinamis know that Elisha was a Kodish? Ravishmul Khadomish Larosa Zvub Oyrashonai. He saw like Mamish Nisim. There were flies in the room and pumped around Elisha when he sat down to eat, no fly came. As when she was eating and her husband, there were flies bothering them. Pumped near Elisha, there was no fly. So she knew he's a special person. The Khadomar Sadin Shel Pishtin had Siyam Mitosa. The sheet that is the bed that he slept on was made from pishtin, from flax. Lerosa keri ola. Semela kodeshu. She was not that the sheet was clean. There was no, he wasn't there. No keri. No zera came out in the middle of the night. So that's called the kodesh. Om Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina. Hu kodesh abo mishase in a kodesh. Elisha was a kodesh. Abo gechazi, his mishares wasn't a kodesh. The father says, Vayigash gechazi lohotfo. He went near her, the Shinamis. Om Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina. Sheochsa bohoid yofir. Means he grabbed on to a Rashi behind Yofa Badadeha. As he grabbed on to a breast, that's what Gechazi did. So it was a Lazarus, it wasn't nice, he wasn't a Kaddish. Oiver Aleinu Tomit. It says he went past us and Tomit Keseda. So Pashtun means that every time Elisha came to the city, he came to sleep by this room of Shinamis. What does Tomit mean? Om Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina. Mishum Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov. Kol HaMa'arech Talmud Chokim Batech Beisei. Whoever lets a Talmud Chokim come into his house, you make him an Urich by you, Umaneum and Chosiv, and the Tamachokim has a nor from you and the Chosim, Mavel of Akosiv, Kilu Makrif to Midim. And as if you brought a carbon Tomit. So that's what Shunamis was saying. Whenever Elisha came and stayed over my house, it was as if I brought a carbon Tomit. Yom Rab Yisrael Bechnina, Mishum Rab Loza Ben Yaakov, Al Yamid Odin Bemokim Gevoya Vyispalo. When you daven, you can't stand on a high place. Now this Talachri is either on the ground. If the ground is 3 tvachim high, like a little hill or a mountain, you're not supposed to step on top of 3 tvachim of ground. Ela b'makim nomach, on a low place. V'yispawel, shenemar, mimamakim kirasicha. Mimamakim means from a low place. So the dik is mimamakim, like a double ocean. So one thing would be, don't fall on the high place. But it says mimamakim, a double ocean, it also should be in a makim nomach. His metchila, not only in a high place, not, but the metchila should be in a low place. That's the mimamakim, like a double ocean. Kirasicha Hashem.
The Pharaoh would even seem that mimamakim would mean from the depth, which would mean that from some sort of a bar or something.
Right, that's what we're saying, right,
so
right.
You need to say that you have to find a low and
a low start.
Place?
Right. Because there is a chshivas and davening in a low place, right. Pashtetzik, in the shul, you don't have it, but there would be a place right in the room. The lowest place would be a better place to daven. Tanya Nami Hochi. Lo yamed adam lo yagabe kisei. Don't stand on top of a chair. Lo yagabe shafuf. That's a stool, a footstool. Lo yamokim gevoye v'yispalom. Ela b'mokim nomach. Pick the lowest place to daven, v'yispalom. So if you're showing gevoye, so ne yamokim. But in front of Hashem, there's no bagayva. Shenemim mimamakim krosich Hashem. Oksib, another person says, filo liyoni kieta. So when you daven to Hashem, it doesn't look like an oni. V'yam Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina, Mishum Rav Loza Ben Yaakov, HaMispalo, when you're davening Shmon Esrei, Tzorech Shiechaven Es Raglev, means your 2 feet should be next to one another. Shenem of Raglehem Regu Yishora. Their feet look like one straight regal. Shash Raglehem Regu Yishora, Nirun to Regalechem. So some of Parshim say is they're supposed to look like Melochim, and Melochim only has 1 foot, and some say you're supposed to be going to a Kayin. The Kayin Bishasta Veda, he wasn't allowed to make a Psisas Raglayim. He's not allowed to separate his feet too much, because he says they didn't wear underpants, or they wear like a dress. So it says not nice for the rich spot to see his erva. So when the Kayin walked, he always walked the 2 feet right next to one another. That's why when we're davening, the Rebbeinu Yonah says, supposed to be like a Kayin, that 2 feet should be close to one another. The Yom Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Mishuv Laza Ben Yaakov, Maid Yechsev, Leisoichlu al Hadam, don't eat on blood, means Leitoichlu Koidim Sheit Tespalel al Dimchem. That means don't eat before you first daven for your own blood, daven for yourself. The Yik of the army of Rabbi Yitzchum, Rabbi Yechim, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Mishuv Laza Ben Yaakov, Kolo Eichel, Vishoitse, Somer eats or drinks, the Yachakach Mespalel and then eats, the Davins, all of Akos of Oimer, the Oisi, Hishlachto, Achrai, Gavecha. As you threw me away from Gavecha, like from your goof, from your body. Is we dash in Al Tikri Gavecha, Ela Goy Echo. As if you became a Bagaivinik. Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Liyachas Shenizgoh Zeh, Kibul Olav Malchus Shemayim, as if this person went to first take care of himself, to feed himself, to eat and drink, then he goes to daven, that's not nice. So it's brought down, these are two tamim why you shouldn't eat before davening. Eat out the post le'toichlu al bimchem, le'toichlu al hadam, because this person not to be a bagaivenik. So it's brought down that if to take a drink, it's mutter. You're allowed to drink water, and even though Och is brought down, if you want to take a tea or coffee, you're not supposed to put sugar into a coffee because it's a bagaivenik, but it's brought down the mice you're allowed to. But today it's no gaiva. That's the way you drink coffee today. You can't drink coffee without sugar. I once asked Rav Rosman, Bnei Brak, tell me about the Heinz, you can take a coffee with sugar also. It's not called you're doing extra something special before davening. So it's a hetter to drink before davening, because you need it, you can't daven. Who would then, if somebody's mamish wakes up, he's mamish hungry and he's faint, and he can't daven, if you can eat now, because you can't daven otherwise, it's also a hetter. But it means that a normal person that he could daven first, the time you want to hop a bite first, that's also to do. That's like about gaivenik. First you take care of yourself, and then you go daven. But that is to take a drink, or take a coffee, that's pushing Sarah's tefillah. You need it to be able to daven, no be
hetter. Well, here actually it's
marked
with
Ochel Dishos. Yeah, so Shaita. Okay. Well, usually Shaita a lot of times means like beer or wine, or Choshev drinks usually mean. You're not supposed to, because that's their gaiva to do. But the amount to do is take a portion of drink, like water, or a simple drink is mutter. Now here, Yoloshima, I think Lalocha has brought down either one by itself is also. So for that, the shtiya is also means about gaiva to take a type of shtiya, a shot, a drink, a meshnaps, or beer. But
they
water.
They don't
distinguish between
Shabbos and Kol?
No. No.
Again, the part of Shabbos, which the davening takes so much longer.
Yeah, so it's saying it depends what you are. I mean, there's a mission where he's down. If the person is cholish, is weak, and he sees he can't daven, then it has to take a little bit.
If you can make Kiddush at the Shabbos, can't you? Right before Lane, you can eat.
Yeah, but usually you don't do that, though.
Sure,
the best, the best thing is take a drink. Take a drink, take a coffee. No, you can manage with it.
Can't hold out.
Put another sugar, another spoonful of sugar in there.
Can you eat in the morning? If you can't hold out the whole davening.
Yes, I'm saying. Right, then you have to. Right.
Oh, he's not hungry now, but later on
he'll
be hungry.
If he knows he won't be able to go through davening, right, he'll be very cold, very weak. Then you're allowed to write. But that's not called gaiva. Then that's the pshat is you can't daven otherwise. So that's called tzarech achila. Right. That the Mishnah says, "Rabbi Yeshua Omer Ad Yumushoyis." Rabbi Yeshua says, "How long? When does Man Kriyas Shema end? There are 3 hours of the day." Omer Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel Halacha K'Rabbi Yeshua. That's how we pass him. That the first 3 hours is the Man Kriyas Shema. Ha'Kolim Mikan Bi'Enoch Lehifsi. If you say Kriyas Shema after the first 3 hours, Lehifsi. And the Mishnah says it's like a person that's Kareya B'Torah. Omer Rav Chizdo Amar Marukvel Ubovach Lo Yoma Yoytzer Or. You should know you can't say the bracha yitzur anymore. As if there's man krishma, you can't say the bracha krishma. But for the more meisvei, hakori mikan vielech lehifsid kadim shukareya b'torah. That if you say krishma after the 3 hours, it's like you're learning Torah. And the brisa says avam avoruch u'shtayim lefunel v'yachas lechreel. You could make the bracha of krishma. The more tiyufta the rabchizu tiyufta. The tiyufta the rabchizu, and that's where we passed him. That if you say daven at a mole Shabbos, if you daven in shul 9 o'clock minyan, it's after Zman Krishma. So what you're supposed to do is say Krishma before you go to shul. But then later, when you daven in shul, you're allowed to say Krishma with the brachas again, because we hold the brachas Krishma is totally in the same Zman when Zman Tfilah is. It's the 4th hour. You could also say brachas Krishma. This is really a raya for Rashba's chat that he holds. Brachas Krishma is not called a bracha on the mitzvah Krishma. It's a tefillah de galocha. So the Rabbanu will mistake in this tefillah next to Krishma. The right from this halacha is even the 4th hour when it's not a zman Krishma, you can still say the brachas Krishma because it's still a zman tefillah. Here's to the Rabbi Chizdi. Ika the yam yom Rabbi Chizdi omer marukva. My lay hifsid. Why does it mean he doesn't lose out? Lay hifsid brachas. That's the Pshat al Mishnah even. You don't lose out, you're allowed to say Birchas Krishma. Because Birchas Krishma is not a Krishna Dik Alocha, it's a Tfilah Dik Alocha. And Zman Tfilah is the first 4 hours. Tanya Nami Hochi, Hakor Mikan Vienach Lehifsit, Kodim Shekareya Batoiro, Avam Mavoruch Hushtan Lefnev Yachas Lechareya. Omer Rav Mani, Godol Hakor Krishma B'yoy Nosa, somebody says Krishna in this man the first 3 hours, Yoiser, it's more choshev me Yoisek b'Torah. Then you are learning Torah. Midiktoni akur mekan v'yelech lehivsit kyodem akur b'Torah. Says you to say Krishna in the 4th hour, it's not worse off than somebody saying Torah, hakarei b'Torah. Mechlal, it's a raya, the kareya b'yoynos adim. Mashri, you say Krishna, this manner is greater than saying Krishna, than just learning. Now Teretz is poshut, because Krishna itself is Torah. And you also have the mali doing a mitzvah Krishna. So you have 2 in 1. So when you say Krishna, this manner, it's odd than some learning Torah. It's 2 in 1. Trashi akara mikan vehicle hifted, shrehu kodem shakareya achas mikol haparashisha b'tayru. It's like you're learning Torah right now. V'yata fishla yotze de Krishna, habiyeshla kivus chak yotze b'tayru. You have schan like you're learning Torah, Krishna is also Torah. So if you say, if this manner, you have two and one. You have the Mrs. Krishna also. So the Mishnah. Beishamai oimrim v'erev kolodem yita v'yikra. Beishamai holds, and the Pesach says, b'shoch b'chod means mamash. When you lay, you say Krishna is lying down. You have to be yata, turn down. V'yikra. U'baboykir in the morning, it says, v'kumecha means yama. You have to stand up when you say Krishna. Shenema u'b'shoch b'chod v'kumecha. We hold halacha, kol adam kerei kedarka. No, you're allowed to say Krishna standing, sitting, any way you want. Shenema, the pasuk says, uvelech tucha baderech. Even going in the derech, you're allowed to say Krishna. Mashma, any way you want. There's no akpod of b'shoch b'chol b'kumecha. In kains like Beisilu, lo manem u'b'shoch b'chol b'kumecha. Why does the Torah say u'b'shoch b'chol b'kumecha? We dash like this. B'shoch b'nei adam sheichvim. That's when it's man Krishna. And Machmas, this halacha we bade us before, that even after Olas HaShachar, until it's before Netzach Hamer, you're still a b'dievod allowed to say Krishna Shalayla, because it's still a Zman HaShchida, people are still sleeping then. And what does the Kumecha mean? V'shoah Shebnei Adam Oidim, at a time when people get up. That's what the Torah says, V'shoah Shebnei Adam Oidim. It means the Zmanim of Krishna, but not the Derech. What matzah do you have to be when you're saying, Afilu B'lechtucho B'derech? Omer Rab Tarfin, Ani Hu Yisi Bo B'Derech, as one's going on the Derech. V'Hotisi Likra Es Kedivu V'Shamay. Got into his head. He wants to be Matzah now to say Krishma like V'Shamay. And he wanted to lie down B'Davka. So it was Krishma Shalayla. So he got off his horse, he got off his Chamor, to lie down. V'Sakanti B'Yatzmi Yatzmi Yatzmi Listen. And he put himself into Mokum Sakana. Listen was there. So Rambam learned the Sakana was not because he didn't listen, he did not like Beisilum. But Poshit, getting off your horse, and the Mokim list him, you put yourself in the Mokim Sakona there. And Omrullah, they told him, Kedai ha'yislechoy b'yatzmecho, you should know, if you would have got killed, something would have happened to you, you would have been mechayim for yourself, like you caused it upon yourself. Shavata did the Beisilum. Who asked you to do like Beishamai? You're supposed to listen to Beisilum. So since you were over the Divrei Beisilum, for going off your horse and putting yourself into Makom Sakona, there's no hetter for that. That's the way the Rambam learns. The Ben Yonah learned the Sakona was the Averi you did, that you did not like Beisilum. Together now you are doing like you're being Mura, you want to do a loch of the Farish like Beishamai. So you're saying you're going exactly to Negev Beisilum. So that alone you chayiv Misa. That's what the Ben Yonah says. We'll see this in the Gemara soon. So Beishamai says, at night you have to say Krishna leaning down. Uveshoch b'chor derech shchiva, that's why you have to say Krishna. Yamad in the morning, dechtivu v'chomecha.